what you are thinking. Most of the time, a deeper dive into your mind's patterns. What I've often seen in Vedic astrology is that the fifth house, its ruling planet, and the sun in your chart reveal a lot about your thought patterns and mental energy. These elements combine to shape not only your intellectual approach, but also your creativity, passions, and even romantic inclinations. Let me guide you through how each part of this cosmic trio impacts what you're likely thinking about most of the time. 1. The fifth house, core of your thoughts and creative energy. Intellect and creativity. In astrology, the fifth house is your center for mental energy and how you channel creative expression. If you find yourself deeply drawn to art, music, or conceptual work, it's likely because this house has strong influences that make you naturally creative. Romantic thoughts and joy. This house also governs romance and love. So if you're daydreaming about love, the fifth house has a role here. You're often thinking about joy, excitement, and even the thrill of speculative risks because this house fuels those desires. Judgment and speculation. When you weigh risks or have a gut feeling about something, that's your fifth house talking. It controls your ability to make calculated moves. So if you're drawn to areas that involve speculation, like investments, this house plays a big part. 2. The fifth lord, directing your thought patterns. The planet ruling your fifth house, known as the fifth lord, gives direction to your thoughts, focusing your intellectual energies. Its placement in your chart is like a map to understanding what captivates you mentally. If it's in the first house, you're often self-reflective, thinking about how you come across to others or how you express yourself. In the second house, family and security are big themes, and much of your thinking might be about values, traditions, or stability. In the third house, you're likely absorbed with learning, communication, and perhaps building specific skills that let you express yourself. In the 10th house, your career dominates your thoughts, guiding you to think about achievement, recognition, and success. Kesher 3, the sun, illuminating your sense of purpose and thought clarity. Self-esteem and purpose. The sun represents your soul and drives your sense of purpose. If your sun is strong and well-placed, you're likely confident and clear-minded, with thoughts that gravitate toward meaningful pursuits. When you feel the urge to work towards something significant, that's the sun lighting up your mind. Sun's placement effects. In the fifth house, you're often thinking about leadership, creativity, and ways to stand out. It amplifies your desire for self-expression. In the ninth house, your mind wanders toward big picture ideas, philosophy, and perhaps spiritual concepts. You're drawn to explore and question. In the 12th house, your thoughts may turn inward. This placement pulls you toward introspection and possibly even spiritual or subconscious exploration. Her 4, aspects and conjunctions, shaping specific thought themes. When planets influence your fifth house, fifth lord, or sun, they add layers to what you're thinking about. Jupiter's influence makes your thoughts optimistic, broad-minded, and often philosophical. Mercury's influence sharpens your analytical abilities, making you focused on communication and intellectual agility. Saturn's influence adds seriousness and sometimes skepticism, making you think practically and with discipline. Mars's influence intensifies passion and drive, but can bring impulsive or assertive thinking if not balanced. 5. Combining these influences for your mental blueprint. By considering the unique blend of your fifth house, fifth lord, and sun's positions, I can get a sense of your main mental themes. Here are a few examples to show how these play out. If you have a powerful sun and a fifth lord in your 10th house, your mind is likely focused on ambition and creativity in your career. If your sun and fifth lord are in water signs or in the 12th and 8th houses, your thoughts might often be introspective or focused on deeper, transformative subjects, such as psychology or even the occult. Nakshatra influence on thought process in the fifth house. Now, let me examine the placement of different planets in each one of the 27 nakshatras of Vedic astrology within the fifth house, and let's see how that plays out in your thought process. Each nakshatra brings its unique flavor to your mind's landscape, and the planetary placements within these nakshatras can further refine and add depth to what you think about and how you process the world around you. Thought patterns of Punarvasu Nakshatra for all ascendants. Punarvasu Nakshatra, spanning Gemini and Cancer and ruled by Jupiter, is symbolized by a bow and quiver, representing renewal, reinvention, and the ability to recover from challenges. Known for its optimistic, nurturing, and spiritually inclined energy, Punarvasu is the nakshatra of second chances, embodying resilience, idealism, and growth. This nakshatra inspires positivity, adaptability, and a deep sense of righteousness, encouraging individuals to focus on rebirth and new beginnings. Here's how the fifth lord in Punarvasu Nakshatra shapes your thought patterns, depending on your ascendant and house placement. Aries ascendant, sun as the fifth lord in Punarvasu Nakshatra, third house. With the sun as the fifth lord in your third house, Punarvasu's hopeful energy brings a focus on communication, courage, and self-expression. You may often think about how to renew and refresh your approach to connecting with others, seeking ways to inspire and uplift through your words. Punarvasu's influence encourages you to view challenges as opportunities for growth, with a focus on resilience and the power of optimism to transform your thoughts and interactions. Taurus ascendant, Mercury as the fifth lord in Punarvasu Nakshatra, second house. With Mercury in the second house, Punarvasu's nurturing and renewing qualities shape your thoughts around family, values, and finances. You're likely reflective about how to bring stability and growth to your resources, often thinking about how to rebuild or reinvent your approach to financial security. Punarvasu's influence brings adaptability to your mindset, encouraging you to find new ways to enhance your values, communications, and family ties, with an emphasis on long-term prosperity and emotional fulfillment. Gemini ascendant, Venus as the fifth lord in Punarvasu Nakshatra, first house. With Venus as the fifth lord in your first house, Punarvasu's optimistic and nurturing energy enriches your thoughts on self-expression, beauty, and identity. You're likely to think about how to present yourself to the world with grace and compassion, often seeking ways to reinvent your sense of self. Punarvasu's influence encourages a flexible approach to your personal image, making you adaptable and open to new perspectives, while focusing on embodying kindness and positivity in your interactions. Cancer ascendant, Moon as the fifth lord in Punarvasu Nakshatra, 12th house. With the moon as your fifth lord in the 12th house, Punarvasu's spiritually inclined and regenerative energy guides your thoughts toward introspection, spirituality, and the subconscious. You may often reflect on life's deeper meanings, viewing challenges as moments for spiritual rebirth. Punarvasu encourages you to embrace a gentle resilience, using periods of solitude and introspection to renew your emotional strength. Your thoughts are focused on inner healing and growth, often through connection with spiritual practices or quiet contemplation. Leo ascendant, Jupiter as the fifth lord in Punarvasu Nakshatra, 11th house. With Jupiter in the 11th house, Punarvasu's influence brings a focus on friendships, social networks, and personal dreams, encouraging a spirit of inclusivity and generosity. You're likely to think about how to bring people together for a shared purpose, often reflecting on ways to support and nurture your community. Punarvasu's energy inspires you to see social setbacks as opportunities to foster resilience, focusing on uplifting others and contributing to collective growth with optimism and a strong sense of justice. Virgo ascendant, Saturn as the fifth lord in Punarvasu Nakshatra, 10th house. With Saturn in the 10th house, Punarvasu's resilient and growth-oriented energy guides your thoughts toward career, public image, and responsibility. You may often think about how to reinvent your professional path, approaching challenges with patience and determination. Punarvasu encourages you to see obstacles as stepping stones for renewal, allowing you to rebuild and adapt your ambitions as needed. Your mind is focused on achieving stability and success, often viewing your work as an opportunity for both personal and professional growth. Libra ascendant, Saturn as the fifth lord in Punarvasu Nakshatra, 9th house. With Saturn in the 9th house, Punarvasu's optimistic and renewing energy guides your thoughts toward philosophy, higher learning, and spiritual beliefs. You're likely focused on deepening your understanding of life's bigger questions, often thinking about how to reframe and rebuild your perspective. Punarvasu encourages a resilient and adaptable approach, making you open to revisiting and transforming your beliefs over time. Your mind seeks wisdom that can offer hope and resilience, allowing you to embrace spiritual growth with patience and dedication. Scorpio Ascendant, Jupiter as the fifth lord in Punarvasu Nakshatra, 8th house. With Jupiter in the 8th house, Punarvasu's transformative and hopeful energy influences your thoughts around mysteries, shared resources, and life's deeper truths. You may often think about how to embrace cycles of change and renewal, viewing transformation as a path to wisdom. Punarvasu encourages you to approach the unknown with an open heart, using optimism to navigate the complexities of life. Your mind is focused on exploring spirituality, healing, and shared growth, often seeing challenges as opportunities for profound inner and outer rebirth. Sagittarius Ascendant, Mars as the fifth lord in Punarvasu Nakshatra, 7th house with Mars in the 7th house, Punarvasu's nurturing and flexible energy shapes your thoughts on relationships, partnerships, and collaboration. You may often reflect on how to bring harmony and renewal to your partnerships, approaching them with a resilient and adaptable mindset. Punarvasu encourages you to view relational challenges as moments for growth, making you open to reconnecting and starting afresh with others. Your mind is focused on creating bonds that are both strong and adaptable, often valuing peace and understanding in your connections. Capricorn Ascendant, Venus as the fifth lord in Punarvasu Nakshatra, 6th house. With Venus in the 6th house, Punarvasu's healing and positive energy influences your thoughts on service, health, and daily routines. You're likely to think about how to bring a sense of renewal and balance into your everyday life, often focusing on nurturing well-being and finding joy in small acts of kindness. Punarvasu encourages you to approach routines and responsibilities with flexibility, seeing every day as a chance for growth. Your mind is oriented toward creating harmony and positivity in your work environment, often using optimism as a tool for personal resilience. Aquarius Ascendant, Mercury as the fifth lord in Punarvasu Nakshatra, 5th house. With Mercury in the 5th house, Punarvasu's creative and adaptive energy enhances your thoughts on self-expression, creativity, and learning. You're likely to think about how to reinvent and refresh your approach to creative pursuits, often seeing challenges as opportunities to grow and try new ideas. Punarvasu encourages you to view intellectual setbacks as a chance to learn, making you open to evolving your thoughts and expressions. Your mind is focused on finding fulfillment through constant reinvention, often valuing adaptability and a positive outlook in creative and intellectual endeavors. Pisces Ascendant, Moon as the fifth lord in Punarvasu Nakshatra, 4th house. With the moon in the 4th house, Punarvasu's nurturing and resilient energy shapes your thoughts around home, family, and emotional well-being. You may often think about how to bring renewal and peace into your domestic life with a focus on creating a safe, harmonious environment. Punarvasu encourages you to embrace cycles of growth within your family, making you open to healing and transforming family dynamics. Your mind is centered on fostering emotional security and resilience, often valuing the opportunity to rebuild and nurture connections with loved ones.